Y'all need to wake up now. But no, this ain't a pyramid scheme. Like the police, yeah, I'm still on the scene. After I murdered and flee, reality, you wouldn't murder or flee. It's all truth if you heard it from me. Verbal or circle and seize. Firmly a virtue, bring the world to its knees. So when I bless you, you should certainly sneeze. People don't purchase CDs, so I give it to them for free. Cause one bird in the house better than two in the tree. You still dreaming, thinking your career is something that's not. You kettle corn with something to pop. You still dreaming, pass a message if you run in the park. Tell a mama hold it down and hold you up like all the traffic just stopped. It's like some people, it's like I let the sample sing to you. The truth is in the words, but it's all a dream to you. Or maybe your inception, Leonardo speak to you. DiCaprio tell you that you nice, snap out the actor, yo. You go with us to get out of that shell like pistachios. So quit dreaming. Quit dreaming. 1-2-1-2. Some dreams that dream, some dreams come true. A 1-2-1-2. Some dreams that dream, some dreams come true. You just, it's just, I see.
Dr. Will Rogers, a.k.a. Master Teacher 33. And today is Thursday, March the 12th. Thursday, March the 12th of 2015. And the time is 7 p.m. Central Time. As always, we have another outstanding show scheduled for you today. And as you know, I like to get right into the meat of the message. I know your time is valuable. I respect you and I respect your time, so I do not want to waste your time. I want to spend as much time revealing, explaining, illuminating and simplifying the word of God, the word of Yahuwah and his son, Yahushua. So today, my brother, today, my sister, we have a very, very important topic scheduled for you today. We have one of these barn-burning messages, one of these esoteric messages that's very deep. These are one of those messages that, because of the very nature of the message, is going to be tough. So I'm letting you know up front, this is going to be a tough pill to swallow. This is not for new believers. This is an esoteric message. That means that this message is way outside of the box. You will not find this taught in no church nowhere in the country. Today's message, my brothers and sisters, we're talking about a word that I can barely pronounce. It's Lumniferous. So I brought along my trusty announcer with me to assist me with the correct pronunciation of this word. Now, this word piggybacks off of my previous topic and show and book that I have called Bioluminescence. So bioluminescence is the biology of Lucifer. It is the biology of what gives a firefly its ability to produce light. As you know, fireflies produce, kind of like the horseshoe crab, Horseshoe crab is the only animal that has blue blood. Their blood has copper and carbon monoxide instead of iron and oxygen. Well, a firefly is a bioluminescence creature. It produces cold light. There's no such thing. It illuminates and produces no heat. It is a scientific marvel. Well, tonight's message is no different. Tonight we're talking about the very air of Lucifer. Now, the scripture says that he is the prince of the air. So this should not be too much of a stretch, but unfortunately it is. It's a big stretch for most people. So, again, this is a Hebrews 6:1 message. This message is going past. This message is not for new believers. It's going past the basic teachings of Jesus Christ and him crucified. So we got that out of the way. So the correct pronunciation for this, for tonight's topic, and let me get that because I can't even pronounce it.
Luminiferous.
Luminiferous. Let me say that again.
Luminiferous. Luminiferous. Luminiferous.
Luminiferous. I am going to mispronounce that all night. I'm letting you guys know that up front. Luminiferous. Luminiferous. Two words. Luma and ferrous. Luma, light. Niferous or ferrous, again, is, how can I put this, carrier or barrier. And so it is the light carrier or the light barrier. Now, the name Lucifer means bringer of light, light bringer. Now, that doesn't sound too bad, right? And so when we look at this, we say, okay, when I walk outside and I breathe in air, what is it? It's oxygen. That's what we breathe every day, right? But we know it's oxygen, but what is it? Well, everybody tell us that it's oxygen. Okay, that's great, but, like, for real, like, what is it? Well, my brothers and sisters, that is the title, that is the topic of, again, one of my new books, again, that breaks down the very symbols and sound that is the building blocks of the visual essence, or what we call, or what represents the divine chi of the divine energy. It is the direct depiction of God. Unfortunately, it is not God. Now, inside of my book, The Cosmogrator, The Lord of This World, in that book, I break down Ephesians chapter 6, verse 12. It says, "For we wrestle not against flesh and blood, but against principalities, against powers, against the rulers of the darkness of this world, against spiritual wickedness in high places." So we know, again, we don't wrestle against flesh and blood. So we are up against the Lord of this world, the ruler of this age, the prince of the air. Now, he got many names. But we want to focus on one name, Cosmogrator. So that word Cosmogrator, again, is Strong Concordance number 2888. Notice the number of 8, 2888. He's the Lord of the world. He's the ruler of the world. He's the prince of the air. He's the devil, the demon. He exercises authority over the world. He has control. He didn't create it. He just controls it. He is the little g, the Lord of this harmonious arrangement. So tonight we are talking about this harmonious arrangement that you breathe every day called the Luminiferous. Now, that, my brothers and sisters, is the ether. Now, you may or you may not know what that means. For some people who've never heard of the science behind the ether. So we've got to jump into a little science tonight. I apologize in advance. But in order for you to understand the fabric of the Cosmogrator, cosmos means harmonious arrangement, constitution, order, or government. Let me say that again. Cosmos means harmonious arrangement, constitution, order of our government. It is the world. It is the universe. It is the circle of the earth. It is the thing or the atmosphere that circles the earth. Cosmos, and then the next word is grator. Grator means chief. It means master. It means ruler. It means one who possesses. It means one who takes hold of. So we're talking about the cosmos, harmonious arrangement, constitution, grator, chief ruler or possessor. So the Cosmogrator, the Cosmogrator is a Greek word that gives us the English word Lord, chief, master, or ruler. Now, inside of the King James, it says, "In whom the God of this world has blinded the minds of them which believe not, lest the light of the glorious gospel, who is the image of God, should shine upon them." So what we just read again was a scripture in 2 Corinthians chapter 2, verse 4. It tells us that the God of this world has blinded our minds. How did he blind our minds? How did he blind our minds? Well, brothers and sisters, he blinded our minds with his triune hex. Now, I must drop a couple of more pieces of the puzzle. Now, we all know what a hexagram, because I've talked about it before. It consists of math, music, and language. It consists of a hexagon, a hexagram, and a hexachord. So we all are well familiar with those attributes of the hex. So what is the big picture? You say, Brother Will, what's the big picture? The big picture for tonight's show is simply this. The fabric of the universe that we oscillate, that we vibrate on, is a manipulation of the chi or the prana. That's the big picture. You say, what does that mean? Okay, when we look at sine waves, S-I-N-E, sine waves, S-I-N-E, when we look at those, they look like a snake. It looks like a snake. Excuse me. It goes up and down, up and down. It's the yin and the yang. According to all of the ancient texts, that sine wave is the sin wave. So sine represents sin. Let me say it again. Very important. When we look at every secret initiative, when you are initiated into any mystery school religion, any secret society, one of the first things that you must understand that's part of every secret society on the globe, there are what is called, lines and circles. It's called sine and angles. Now, angles are made with angulars or straight lines or linear or terrestrial or earthly. So if I draw a line on a piece of paper, I put my pen down, I go straight across, I lift my pen up, that is a line. That is an angle. That is angular. If I make a circle, that is circular. That is curca. That is a sign. It has curves. One has curves, which is celestial, which is heavenly. The other has lines, which is straight, which is terrestrial, which is earthly. So today we're talking about the thing that allows lines to exist. Now, some people call it, again, there's many different names in science. It's called dark ether. Some people call it dark matter. It has a lot of different names. What we want to reveal, explain, illuminate, and simplify tonight is the essence of the ether. Now, the essence of the ether is the thing that we get unlimited energy from. It's called the vacuum. That's another name. Same thing, but all I'm simply talking about is the air that you breathe. When you breathe in air, the whole atmosphere, when you go out into outer space, what is it? That's what we're talking about tonight. We're talking about outer space. And you say, Brother, what in the world does that have to do with anything? Unfortunately, that's the most, this tonight's message, it may not be the most important message, but it is one of the most important messages when it comes to energy or entity management. Because tonight's message, brothers and sisters, deals with the very essence of you. It has to do with how the world that we see is maintained. This is the support system behind the world. So everything that we see is the result of the ether. Now, the ether is in atoms, it's in everything. It's these small particles. It is waves and it's particles. It is a wave and a particle at the same time, according to science. Now, science says that it collapses into a wave or a particle. Now, a wave is hazy state. A particle means it's solid. So when you focus on something, it becomes a particle. When you're not focused on something, when you're looking at it from its peripheral vision, it becomes hazy. It becomes a wave. Both of those are the manipulation of ether. Ether is lumiferous. It's luminescent. Now, for the average Joe, that means nothing. But when you go deeper down the rabbit trail, this one word?
Luminiferous.
Luminiferous is two words, again, that has to do with the support system of the earth, with the sun. Every planet the entire system is an electromagnetic system. Now, this luminiferous support, it is the medium that supports the propagation of light. Oh, man, I don't know if you guys understand what I just said, so let me say it again. The luminiferous, it is the support system. It's like if I lay down a blanket and I put something on top of the blanket supports everything that I put on the blanket. If like if I have a table, you go in your dining room, you have a table, you're eating dinner, you sit down at the dining room table, you put everything on the dining room table, your dining room table supports everything on the table. You put the plates on the table, you put all of the food on the table, everybody sits and they eat from the table. So the table is the thing that supports everything that sits on the table. Now, if you understand what that means, brothers and sisters, that's where we get the word propagation. Now, that system that supports everything that sits on it is Luciferian. Now, to the average Joe, that doesn't mean very much. But if you understand where we're going with this, as I have inside of my book, when the Bible says that the whole world, that Satan, that old dragon who has deceived the whole world, he received the whole world through this one word.
Propagation.
Propagation. Propagation is P-R-O-P-A-G-A-T-I-O-N. So he is the propagation of light. Notice he isn't light. He's the bringer of light. Now, if you look at an electrical cord, if you look at an electrical cord, when you plug it into the wall, is that electricity? No, the electrical cord is the propagation of electricity. It carries, it allows for the transmission and the dissemination of electricity, but it's not electricity. Why? An electrical cord is covered with plastic, or it has a covering. But inside of the electrical cord, that is electricity. So Lucifer is the light bearer. He's the light bringer, but he isn't the light, but he propagates, he carries, he supports light. And so now the support wants to be the main meal. It's like if your dining table decides to beat the, if your dining table decided to be the dinner, instead of supporting the meal, the dining table wants to be the meal. And so instead of eating steak, you're eating wood. That's what's going on. So in this system that we live in, it is a system that has been established by a type of support system that, again, my brothers and sisters, is based upon this one word.
Luminiferous.
Luminiferous is the support system that brings in the whole council of governments. So the whole world is under the control of the evil one. You say, come on, brother, that's... Are you serious? I don't get that. Well, 1 John 5:19 says, we know that we are the children of God and that the whole world is under the control of the evil one. 1 John 5:19. Let me read 1 John 5:19 in the New Living Translation. 1 John 5:19. We know that we are the children of God and that the world around us is under the control of the evil one. Now, I'm reading this right out of your Helios Biblios. What about the King Jimmy in the King James? 1 John 5:19. And we know that we are the children of God, and the whole world lieth in wickedness. So this, again, luminiferous is two words. Luma, let's break them down. Lumen, L-U-M-I-N. Lumen comes from a Latin lumen, L-U-M-E. Now, the Latin word lumen, if you go to dictionary.com and type in L-U-M-I-N or any dictionary, it means a unit of luminous flux. That means it means a package of light, lumen. Lumen. Lumen, is a, again, it means light. Now, we know Lucifer isn't light. He's a light bringer. He's a light carrier. But Yahushua says that I am the, one of the seven I am statements that he makes is I am the light of the world. And as you will see, again, I have the diagrams in my book. You can go to Google and you can type it in, luminiferous, and you can click on images, and it shows how light passes through this field, and it's manipulated, and then it hits our eyeball. What happens if the light wasn't manipulated by the luminiferous or the ether? So the ether is the thing that manipulates the light and produces the electromagnetic spectrum. It's called a prism. Now, a prism is a prism. Let me say that again. So you live on a planet. Now, this planet is a plan that has a net, is a plan net, a planet, a planned net. So there is a plan that has a net. Now, this net is designed to capture light beings. You are a light being. And you don't understand it. You may or you may not understand that you are a light that drives a soul that manifests or animates a body. And so I'm not interested in the body or the soul. I want to control the light. I want to capture light. Why? The cosmogrator wants to control light because it's a source of energy. It's an entity. So he is a light carrier. But he captures light because he understands its potential. So this planet is a prism planet. Prism planet. Now, prism, P-R-I-S-M, prism. Now, you know what a prism is, right? A prism, again, dictionary.com, any good dictionary, it is a triangle-based transparent object that reflects rays of light, a prism. It dispenses light into a spectrum, prism, which is a prism. A prism is a prison for light. You're a light being. So I want to fracture you. I want to divide you into many pieces so I can departmentalize you into a spectrum. That's what a prism does. A spectrum, S-P-E-C-T-R-U-M, spectrum. It is an array of entities of light waves or particles. Let me say it again. A spectrum. A prism takes one and divides it into many entities. So you are one entity, but you're now divided into multiple entities. That's the cosmogrator's job. He produces a spectrum. Now, a spectrum is a series of colors or the electromagnetic spectrum. Now, everything on this world is the result of the electromagnetic spectrum. That is the result of a prism. That is the result of a bioluminescence or the manipulation of the chi or the light or the wavelength through sign. So sign, the church should be preaching against sign. They left off the E, and they preach against sin, S-I-N. Now, all of the ancient text talks about S-I-N-E, but inside of the Helios Biblios, we have S-I-N. Now, brothers and sisters, I wish I could go into some physics to get you to under, over, and understand the mathematical equation of a cosine and fractal geometry, which is holographic in nature. And so everything in this universe is the result of lines. The flower of life, every second geometry, there are three important lines that you must understand. And this is going a little deep, so again, strap in. Number one, a pentagram. Have you ever heard of a pentagram? Now, these three things are the underlying premise for the hex. It is a pentagram, it is a heptagram, and it is a octagram. Now, I've discussed a heptagram. I got a 10-hour series on a heptagram. I've never discussed the pentagram or the octagram. Now, you can go to Google. You can do the research for yourself. I have all of this inside of my book. Again, Lumiferous, the Prince of the Air. This is the metaphysics of the air that captures light. Everything that's going on here is a prism planet, a prism planet. That's what we are on. We are on a prism or a prison planet. Now, this is so far outside of the box that the average Joe, If you walked up to them and told them what I just said, some of you people listening to the show right now, if you haven't already disconnected, you thinking about it. Because this is exoteric in nature. Now, there is a book called In Search of the Miraculous. In Search of the Miraculous. It's an ancient book that deals with the ancient Christian knowledge before Constantine and before Vespasian and his son Titus. All of I don't read anything after 1611. I read no religious documents that was published after 1611. All of my teachings, all of my education, everything that I get my knowledge from is 1611 and before. After everything after 1611 is manipulated, even some of the stuff before 1611. But you're a little safer reading information before Constantine got a hold of it. Now, we got to go deeper down the rabbit trail to understand how your blood cells are cells. Now, a cell, C-E-L-L, is a seal, S-E-A-L. It chops right. We've been taught that our cells are good. We've been taught that the solar system is good. Now, the solar system that we live in, it is a solar system. The solar system is a soul-lure system. It is a system to lure souls and capture them. The solar system is exactly like it says, the enemy hides in plain sight. All I do is break down words every day. All right, now, this book is $499. And all I'm doing inside of this book is I'm going to show you what you can't see. It's hidden in plain sight. Solar system, cellular system. You got a cell phone, right? Do you really know what that is? Do you know what a cell phone is, a cellular phone? It is a cellular phone, cellular. The cell phone affects your cells. That's why I want to make sure everybody has one. So when you're using your cell phone, we all use them, but it's designed to trap cells. Everything is designed to keep you on the planet. We were always taught was gravity was good, right? Why does the Bible say that the word of God will set you free? You are a free light being. You don't need no technology. You know, everything that you've been given to you that they tell you is for your convenience to make your life easier, it makes your life harder. You do not need chemtrails in your air. You do not need fluoride in your water. You do not need genetically modified organisms in your food. You do not need technology. We don't even need a voice box or larynx. Communicate through mental telepathy. We don't do it because we use everything on this earth is dumbed down. So this is a fallen planet. I've done many shows on You Are a Fallen Angel, Fallen Light Being. I got a lot of flack for writing that book and doing that show. But I got biology. I can biologically prove everything that I state, and I can spiritually prove it. And so when we talk about this is the blueprint for capturing light beings, this is an entity trap. It is an energy trap. Everything in life is designed to direct your energy because wherever energy flows, where attention goes. So I want to get your attention. Right now you're paying attention to me, hopefully. So all of your energy is flowing to me. So if I'm a bad guy, what do you think I'm going to do? I want to gather. What are movie stars? Movie stars only exist if you look at them. That's what makes them a star, your attention. Take your attention away from them, they're no longer a star. Stars exist because they're like black holes. They suck energy. They are energy vampires. That's what most religions are. Religions are designed to suck energy. Everything on this planet is a ether-robbing energy. The Creator wants you to use your energy for good. You're not supposed to give it. So my question to you is, who are you paying attention to? What are you paying attention to? That is still in your chi, your prana, your energy. So this word, luma, let's break it down. Now, we broke down the first word. It was lumen. It's a luminous flux. Simply means it is a light. It is an aperture. It is light. So this word tells us, okay, light is the first word, Latin lumen. The second word, ferrous. And so when we look at this word ferrous, O-U-S, luminiferous, luminiferous. Ferrous means bringing or bearing, producing. So, again, it is light, bringer, bearer, or producer. Isn't that the same name for Lucifer? Exactly. So, when the scripture says that he is the prince of the air, it is telling the truth. This atmosphere, this ionosphere, this stratosphere, this is all designed by the most cunning creature that was ever created. That's what it says in Genesis chapter 1. He was the most cunning. He's the most crafty of all of God's creatures. So what did he did? He took the word and he added a L. That's himself. He is the Lord. He's a little L. So he added the L into the word. The word, again, is the light. So the L was added. So W-O-R-D became W-O-R-L-D. Anytime you add an L in your word, it becomes a world. So to create a world, the only thing that I got to do is add the L. And if we don't understand that, my brothers and sisters, then we cannot go past the elementals, the elementary, the basic teachings of Jesus Christ and him crucified. He said, well, brother, what does he say? Okay, Lucifer turns into Satan. What does that mean? Genesis chapter 6, verse 2 says, then the angels noticed that the daughters of men were beautiful, and they married any of them that they chose. We all heard this story, how the sons of God came down, they saw the daughters of men, saw that they was beautiful, and they went unto them. But have you read 2 Corinthians chapter 11, verse 14? 2 Corinthians 11, 14 says, and do not marvel, for Satan himself is transformed into an angel of light. Therefore, it is no great marvel, or it is no great thing, if his ministers are also transformed as the ministers of righteousness, whose end shall be according to their works. Do not wonder, Satan himself masquerades as an angel of light. So this system, again, is based upon a Luciferian system, because he, again, has transformed himself. He's in disguise. And so he masks around as an angel of light. Now, we read 2 Corinthians chapter 4, verse 4 earlier. Let me restate it again. Satan, who is the god of this world, has blinded the minds of those who do not believe. They are unable to see the glorious light of the good news. They don't understand this message about the glory of Christ, who is the exact likeness of God. Let me read the first sentence again of 2 Corinthians chapter 4. Satan, who is the god of this world. So I'm always dumbfounded when people argue and they say that he's not. When the Bible itself, everything I get outside of the Bible, but I use the Bible because most of your reference is from the Bible. And so if you don't understand that, my brothers and sisters, you don't understand what I'm about to read next. So inside the Helios Biblos, it lists in Judges chapter 10, verse 6, some of Satan's assistants. So he got help. So who is his helpers that help him maintain this ether? So let me make sure that we're all on the same page. You walk outside, you do this. You breathe in air, Lucifer. I say, Brother Will, come on, man. Okay, I've just read a plethora of scriptures that they all said the same thing. He's the god of this world. He transformed himself into the angel of light. So when you die, you go into the light, right? You walk towards the light. You might not want to do that. I'm just saying. Now, this goes a whole lot deeper. We're just scratching the surface. Inside the book, I break down the black cube, the Kabbalist cube. That's in all of the movies. And I break down the difference between salvation through knowledge or light, Lucifer, versus salvation through Christ, life, Yahushua. Let's understand. What's the bottom line? We could talk for hours, but what's the bottom line? You got a counterfeit conversion, brother. You got a counterfeit conversion, sister. You say, well, come on, brother. Well, I don't say, now, don't get me wrong. God looks on the heart. Man looks on the outward appearance. God looks on the heart. So you covered. I just want to make sure that there's some people out there who did like I did. You got saved for fire insurance. The preacher preached the message. If you die, you're going to go to hell. I said, well, I got saved out of fear, not faith. So I have a counterfeit conversion, or had. So I had to get a real conversion. That's the reason for today's show. Because I know there's somebody else out there who got a counterfeit conversion too. You got saved for fire insurance, just like I did. God doesn't honor that. If you do anything in fear, it's not of God. Most people live their life in fear instead of faith. That's counterfeit. If your salvation is through knowledge, if you got a bunch of knowledge, you read a bunch of books, right? That's Luciferian. But if your salvation is through life, that's Christos. That's Christ. So we want to remove the ancient mystery school religion of the Illuminati, because they promote Judges chapter 10, verse 6. Let me read it in the New Living Translation. It sounds a little better. And again, the Israelites did evil in the sight of the Lord. They served the images of Baal and Ashtaroth, and the gods of Aram, the gods of Sidon, the gods of Moab, the gods of Ammon, the gods of the Philistines. They abandoned the Lord, and they no longer served him. Let me read that again. Judges chapter 10, verse 6. Now, again, the Israelites, they did evil in the eyes of the Lord. They served Baal and Ashtaroth. Now, Baal's name has changed. Now it's Molech. Then it's changed. Now it's changed also to Saturnalia. Then it changed to Saturn. Then it changed to Satan. Then it changed to Santa. So you know who, you want to know who Santa Claus is? That's him, Baal. And his wife, or his queen, Ashtaroth. Those were the pagan gods of Abraham's father. That's why God told Abraham, leave the land of your fathers, and I will take you to the promised land. Why? His father was pagan. So everything I read deals with Abraham's father, because those guys are the ones that's running the system now, because they just brought back. There's nothing new under the sun. So that God took Abraham out from paganism, then Constantine brought you right back to paganism. And so if you read history, you will find everything inside of the Helios Biblios, everything that's going on in the world today, was in Canaan and a city called Ur, U-R. It's right there in history. It's basic history. If you just read basic history, everything I know, you know the same thing. Basic history. Why? These were the gods of old, the pagan gods. They served Baal and Ashtaroth. They served the gods of Aram. They served the gods of Sidon. They served the gods of Moab. They served the gods of the Ammonites. They served the gods of the Philistines. And because the Israelites forsook the Lord, and they no longer served him. Judges 10:6. Now, I only read that verse so that way you can under, over, and understand that the Lord God is allowing this, the ancient text calls it an aborted fetus to exist. That's not what I said. That's what the ancient text says. It's important, brothers and sisters, that, see, if you don't understand the big picture, you can't understand the little picture. This is a reptilian soul form. Let me say that again. This is a reptilian soul form. Now, have you ever heard of or seen those Illuminati card, that Illuminati card game? You might want to go to Google and type it in. Everything that I'm sharing with you is inside of a card game that this guy made, Stephen Jackson. I've talked about it on many shows. Because the Illuminati, they got to reveal their plans before they implement them. So they're going to tell you, and they tell you every day, that this crafty snake, the most crafty of all, that's what the Bible says. The Bible says that he was the most crafty, he was the most cunning of all of God's creatures. Genesis chapter 3, verse 1. Genesis chapter 3, verse 1. Now the serpent was more crafty than any of the wild animals that the Lord had made. He said to the woman, did God really say you must not eat from the tree of the garden? So we know that he is the most crafty of all of God's creation. This craftiness allows him, he is an engineer. He took his engineering skills and he created the ether. So the ether supports our cosmology. Everything in this universe is the manipulation of the pharos, F-E-R-O-U-S. Now, that word is a Latin word. Pharos is a Latin word. Again, simply means bearer or bringer. So there is a bearer or a bringer or a container or a conveyor of lumen, which is light. Now, he is the light bearer. He is the light bringer. So the atmosphere is the atom sphere. It is atom. So he manipulates atoms. That's his job. Now, how does he manipulate atoms? Brothers and sisters, he manipulates atoms with three. Now, he manipulates atoms basically with sacred geometry. Let me break this down for you. Now, this is really, really, really outside of the box, but it's important. A pentagram. Pentagram symbolizes the human anatomy and the human form. It consists of the strength of the human soul and the four elements, but really that's five, but the four elements, earth, wind, fire, and air. The fourth or the fifth element is ether. Some people call it spirit. A pentagram. So a pentagram, this shape, if you go to Google, type in pentagram, click on image, that is the form of the human anatomy. That symbol. Now, this world is controlled by symbols and sounds. Now, I've broken this down on many, many shows. A symbol ain't a symbol. What is a symbol? When you look at a symbol, what are you looking at? When you look at a symbol, brothers and sisters, you're looking at a sigil. Now, a letter is a symbol, but we wasn't taught that. Now, the word symbol means it represents something else. Oh, wow. Let me say that again. A symbol is a symbiotic. S-E-M-I, semiotic. O-T-I-C, like the I. Semiotics. So a symbol symbolizes something else. What else? So what we have is a representative, a representation of something else, but nobody tells us what it represents. So the letter, a letter. Grammar is grammaria. A symbol is a creed. Now, again, I'm reading this from dictionary.com. A symbol is a creed. It is a symbol. S-Y-N-B-O-L-E. A sin means together. Bowl means to cast. So a symbol has to do with ballistics. It is casting something together, throwing something together. A symbol is a creed that you put together. Symbol. Now, this symbol, again, has an underlining base word that comes from the word sigil. Sigil is S-I-G-I-L. Now, a sigil is a seal or a signet, S-I-G-N-E-T. Now, we can go on into this grammatical diatribe, and we'll be here all night. The only thing that you got to understand is that everything represents something else. So what I do is I only focus on what it represents. So you showed me the letter A. Okay, what does it represent? Letter A is a triangle. Now, we talked about the great invocation last night. And the great invocation says in order for the invocation to work, it needs a triangle. Why? Triangles trap souls. So we broke down a pentagram. Now, you can go to Google and you can get the shape of a pentagram. And then a hexagram. A hexagram symbolizes equilibrium. It represents the occult virtue of balance. A hexagram is two triangles that balance each other. It's a upside. It represents yin and yang. It is like the male and female genitalia. It's a triangle. That's a hexagram. Now, a hexagram also reveals what they call universal law of duality. So anytime you see a hexagram, it represents the universal law of duality. Now, a hexagram, again, these three shapes, I'm just mentioning them because I talk about them inside of the book. And I go a whole lot deeper because these three, pentagram, hexagram, and the octagram, O-C-T-A, and then gram, the octagram. The octagram symbolizes systems and perfection of form. A octagram is the number 8. Remember I talked about what is this year? This year is the number 8. Why? 2015. 2015, 2 plus 0 is 2. 2 plus 1 is 3. 3 plus 5 is 8. This is the year of the octagram, the year of perfecting. Now, you're perfecting the Luciferian system or you're perfecting the Messianic system. Whose side are you on? You are accepting this is the year of the twin flame. So one of the books, again, that I have is the twin flame. Now, I didn't mention this earlier, but what I've decided to do is all of the private audio shows I'm going to make public. Now, I'm going to put the deep stuff inside of the book. Everything stays the same. The only thing difference is I am just, the information was too deep. It's too important for to allow money to be an issue. So money has never been that important to me. Money is important, but money has never been the thing that decided whether I do something or not. So I put emphasis on money. I know it's important, but I do not want to give you, like, tonight's message, I wasn't going to go that deep. But I decided, like, this message and the rest of the messages, especially the messages on the twin flames, because most people have never heard of the twin Christ. Most people don't even know that. Most people don't know that there's two Christ. Most people don't know that there's two Jesus Christ. There's the Christ and there's the Christ. Now, all the Luciferians know that, but most believers don't know that. And so if you worship in the wrong Christ, you end up in the wrong world. So that's important. I cannot allow money to not allow you to understand that information. So I cannot allow money to keep you from being attached to this world. Why do you think the Bible says friendship with this world makes you an enemy of God? Why did Yahushua say, I am in this world, but I'm not of this world? What is it about this world that Yahushua don't like? He doesn't like the all-seeing eye. He doesn't like the Illuminati symbolism. He doesn't like the 666 code of man. Know the measure of the man. It is this, 666. So let me be the bearer of bad news. You're looking for the devil out there. The devil is in here. You want to see the Antichrist? Go look in the mirror. Now, I know that's contrary to your theology, but trust me, when I get to that part of the study and I break down the Western King and I show you, first of all, you're going to do just like I did. You're going to reject it. I already know. So I am not surprised when you disconnect, but guess what? You're going to come back. Now, you might not come back to this show, but you're going to come back because if you're a child of God, God will continue to bring you the same information over and over and over again until you accept it. Because the symbols represent the cube. Now, I have an entire series, a 400-page book about the cube, which is Saturnalia, which is Satan, which is Saturn worship. Now, we were taught that Saturn is just a planet. We didn't know that Saturn was Molech. We didn't know that Molech, again, is Kronos, time. Time is not your friend. That's why I don't do anything on time. So let me tell you something, Buzz, again, and this is not a New Believer show. So I know that there's no baby Hueys, there's no baby Christians, there's nobody under the age of 18 that should be listening to this message. So alchemy is the transmutation of the soul. How do they do it? Saturn, remember Saturn, where the god Kronos, the god Saturnalia, the god Molech, he was a child eating God. He ate his own children. So the ritual of sacrificing the young male goat, the young virgin, the young bull, that ritual comes from Saturnalia. It still goes on today. There's a lot of missing children on the back of milk cartons. They still do that today. Why? They believe the eating or the drinking of young children, again, reverses the aging process. Now, this is common knowledge for the people that's part of that top elite who control humanity through various controlled activities like entertainment, like education. Education is indoctrination. The Illuminati, they have beliefs that have you ever read the Jewish Talmud? Now, that's for free on Google right now. You can go to Google right now and type in Jewish Talmud. Read it, what it says about the Goy and the Goyim. That's you. You are Goy. You are Goyim. That's what they believe. And just read it for yourself. Don't believe what I'm telling you. They do this stuff. But the question you should be asking yourself is why. They believe in the grand unified conspiracy theory, or what they call the unified field. So the unified field is what scientists call the ether. They don't call it its true name. What is its true name?
Luminiferous.
Luminiferous. Why do they call it luminiferous? It sounds too much like Lucifer. Why did they come out with the movie Lucy and not the true name of the movie, Lucifer? Lucy is the female expression of Lucifer. So this entire harmonious arrangement, exactly like it says in the Bible, God says friendship with this world makes you my enemy. Why? He doesn't like the arrangements. Why don't he like the arrangements of the world? Well, he got a pretty good reason. Obviously, God probably knows something that you and I don't. He knows how this universe was crafted. Now, I have all of this inside of my book called The Demiurge or Cosmogrator. The word demiurge is a Greek word that means the craftsman. Who is the craftsman who uses a pentagram, a hexagram, a octagram? We call it ether. So sacred geometry is the language, brothers and sisters. It is the computer language. Now, all computers use code. What is your DNA made out of? You go to right now, type in the DNA, just go to Google and type in the word codex or codon. Your DNA has codons, C-O-D. Now, I have this on my website, masterteacher33.com. What is your DNA? Your DNA is a set of O's and 1's, on and off switches. Where did they get the idea for the internet? From your DNA. Where did they get the idea from computers? From your body. You are a program, a computer program. Now, you're a very sophisticated one, but you are, again, a computer program. So the question is, all computers have a programmer. Who's your programmer? Who designed your DNA? Who designed the codex inside of your DNA? Was it the crest or was it the crisscross? The sources of life. So when we talk about these subjects are very important for you moving forward. Because remember, 2015, this is the year of getting your house in order. You are building a house for God, or you're building a house for Lucifer, either knowingly or unknowingly. You are using, again, the pentagram, the hexagram, and the octagram to build and to manipulate chi or prana. Now, you should be saying to yourself, well, Brother Will, that sounds great. I got that. I understand. I'm with you on the whole ether thing. But what do we do? So we're here. This is Lucifer's system. The Bible says that there is none righteous, no, not one. That's not what I said. That's what the Bible says. So Yahushua goes to and fro seeking, you know, one. He can't find one. Now, the enemy goes around like a roaring lion seeking whom he may devour. So since we know that the system is flawed, so we've got to oscillate outside of the system. How do we do that? The only way to get outside of the system is through, love, joy, peace, gentleness, meekness, self-control. That's the fruit of the Spirit. What does that mean? It's called phase conjugation. What does that mean? Yahushua said it this way. When they asked him, what is the greatest commandment out of all the commandments? He says, love the Lord your God with all your heart, with all your soul, with all your might, with all your mind. And then he said, the second is like the first. Love your neighbor as yourself. That's it. How do you get out of the system? How do you get out of the system? Do to other people what you want done to you. It is so simple, it is difficult. Most people can't do it. Love your neighbor the same way you love yourself. Love your neighbor as yourself. Now, that sounds easy, right? Do you do that now? If I'm a betting man, I put all my money on the fact that you don't. I don't even know my neighbor. I don't even know myself. So how am I going to love my neighbor? My first job is to find out and love myself, get to know myself. That's a full-time job. I've been working on that one. Once I get to know myself, then I can get to know my neighbor. And then I can start doing for my neighbor the same thing that I want done for me. And then I start treating people with respect, and I start treating people with love. The only way for us to get out of this system is the same way Yahushua did. He is the elder brother. He is the firstborn of many brothers. So what does that mean? That means that the ether that we live in is based upon what we call the wave-time continuum, the wave-form continuum. That means it's particles and waves at the same time. Isaac Newton came out with this whole idea. He came up with the idea that light is a bunch of small particles that are clammed together and slowed down. And he broke down what they call fractal and refractal geometry. That is the etheric transmitting and the vibrating of faster and slower light. So the faster something vibrates, it looks this way. When it slows down, it looks solidified, it looks hard. So solid objects are atoms that move really slow. Invisible objects are atoms that move really fast. That's the ether. This is, again, the under, over, and understanding of the electromagnetic spectrum. Now, you can only perceive less than 10% of the rays of light that hits the surface of your eyeballs. This is called electromagnetic radiation. Electromagnetic radiation is the manipulation of light. That is Lucifer's job. So everything that you see is manipulated. So what you see is not real. Now, brothers and sisters, I don't know if you've ever looked at the electromagnetic waves. It is, if you look at what is called the transverse or the oscillating waveform duality, what does that mean? All it is it looks like hills and valleys, hills and valleys. That is a sine wave. So a sine wave, sine, S-I-N-E, is sin. So the Bible preaches against sin. The Bible is preaching against sign. That's what this world is. That's what God says, friendship with sign, electromagnetic frequencies, waves, vibration. In the book of Psalms, it says, be still and know that I am God. It didn't say nothing about vibrating. So, again, everything in this world vibrates, including you. That's how I can see you. If you don't vibrate it, then you are what is called an apparition. You are a ghost. You are a disembodied spirit. You are a genie. You are a jinn. You are a mojo. So the scripture, when it tells us to be still, that's the only way to know God. But you can't be still because you're inside the system. But you can. So how do you be still, brothers? How do you be still? So the Bible says, again, in Psalms, what is it, 46? 10, 11, somewhere in there. I have it memorized, but you might want to look it up for yourself. It says, be still and know that I am God. But what does that mean? Be still and know that I am God. I will be exalted among the heathen, and I will be exalted in the earth. Notice where he's going to be exalted. Psalms 46, 10, 11. He ain't going to be exalted in heaven. He's going to be exalted on earth because there's heathens on earth. Be still and know that I am God. That means that there's somebody else who's vibrating, trying to act like God. Vibrations, again, is the up and down waves that Einstein, that Newton discovered. All of the great quantum physicists, they all discovered the ether. Nikola Tesla was the greatest ether manipulator on the planet. Now, many people, myself included, don't believe that this dude was a dude. What does that mean? I don't know about you guys, but that's no, it's not. What he knew is not humanly possible. Everything that exists on earth that deals with technology, Nikola Tesla invented it or he perfected it. Everything. So my question to Nikola Tesla, if he was here, is, dude, where do you get your knowledge from? How do you know all this stuff? Because remember, two ways to get saved. Technology. Now, I have an entire book called Technocratics. So the new salvation will be through technology. Why? Lucy, Lucifer. The only way is through life. The life. That means you got to be like Yahushua. You can do the same thing that Yahushua did. Now, my brothers and my sisters, I want to leave you with this one piece of the puzzle before we go tonight. Now, everything that I'm discussing tonight is inside of a 600-page book. Now, this book is, I totally decided to change. That's why I talked as long as I have and I went as deep as I did. Because I originally, again, I was going to only do these messages for the select few that could afford one of the programs. So I decided to make this information available to everyone. So tomorrow night, again, will be another show. Every night at 7, I'm going to be going really, really deep down the rabbit trail for as long as I can. Now, to get the additional information, now the audio contains quite a bit, but I still need you to partner with me for the books. Now, each one of these books, there's 10 books. Each one of these books are $499 by themselves. Now, again, you can partner with me at the we talked about this, so I'm not going to bore you guys with the four different levels that you can come in. You can email me for more information at masterteacher33.com. So this will give you access to the books depending on what level you want to join. Now, you can buy them individually. It costs you a whole lot more. Or you can partner with me at $25, $50, or $75 a month. And then for everything that I do, again, $400 a month. Now, this gives you access to everything. This explains some stuff, brothers and sisters, that, again, I saved this part for last. Now, this is very, very important because when we look at all of the occult beliefs of the Illuminati and everybody that controls this globe or this cube, now, The Secret Language of Symbols, that's a book, that's the name of the book. The book is called The Secret Language of Symbols. I wouldn't advise you to read it. But, hey, you like me, you know, Curious George, knock yourself out. There is a lineage. There is a bloodline that traces its blood all the way back through the mystery schools, past Pythagoras, past all of the ancient entities, deities, past India, past the Indians, past the Native Americans, past Quetzalcoatl or whatever his name was down in Mexico, past the Egyptian pharaohs, past the Platonic states, past Freemasonry. Keep going back in history. And when you keep going back in history, you find what they call the building blocks of nature, the five Platonic solids. So these five Platonic solids, the tetrahedron, the octahedron, the icosahedron, the dodecahedron, these are the five Platonic solids that make up this universe. Everything that exists is the result of the manipulation of these five Platonic solids. Now, these five Platonic solids give form its life. That's what you're made up of, by the way. All of the ancient texts explain this process of these five Platonic solids that make up the five dimensions of ether that I talk about all the time that uses four-dimensional physics, which is the four sided square of Freemasonry to manifest a 3D or a three-dimensional reality that we call physical material world. Now, inside of the book, I break all of this down. This is what is known as in the ancient text. This is the flower, the Kabbalah. This is what is called Saturnalia or Saturn cube. So the Saturn cube or the black cube is the symbol that represents the three-dimensional world. Anybody that knows anything about Saturn, there is a hexahedron that, again, you can go to Google, type in the word Saturn, look at the north pole of Saturn. Click on images. Go to Saturn. Click on images, the north pole of Saturn, and you look down, that's when you see this image. And it is a hexahedron or hexagram. So in this book, I break this down a little further. I go a little bit further down the rabbit trail. I break all of this down. We get into, again, the cube. Now, I have a totally separate book that breaks down the cube itself. But in this book, again, this book breaks down how the five platonic uses sacred geometry or lines to manipulate curves. So a triangle is a cage for a circle. That's why you got to have a triangle and a circle to create a demonic portal. Now, this, again, is way outside of the box. There's no need really for you to know that, other than to know how the world, this system is maintained. This system is maintained. This is a linear system that traps circular systems. That's why it's called the solar. It is a solar system designed, it is to lure your soul. This solar system lured you here, and it trapped you once you got here. My brothers and my sisters, it is time for you and me to return home. Join me tomorrow night. I also do the 12 noon shows that deals with the esoteric business, so that way you understand how to conduct yourself while you're on this, even though, again, we're in this planet, we're in this world, but we're not of this world. Friendship with this world makes you an enemy of God. So you got to have friendship with purpose, not friendship with this world. I break that down at 12 noon every day on the Sister Channel. Join me tomorrow night at 7 p.m. as we continue to reveal, explain, illuminate, and simplify, again, the esoteric things that you need that will bring about salvation through life instead of salvation through light. My brothers and my sisters, this is Dr. Will Rogers, a.k.a. also known as online as Master Teacher 33. God bless you. His name is Yahuwah. May his son bless you. His name is Yahushua. And may the Ruach, the set apart one, continue to lead you and guide you in all truth. And as always, my brother, I will see you in eternity. God bless you.
Negative with thoughts, then you should blur it out. Why take a sedative when you could take your courage out? Why take a sedative when you could take your courage out? Let's make them feel it. We ain't even got a curse at all. Like getting digits, you ain't even have to flirt at all. I got these dividends, that dividends can't buy it all. I got these dividends, that dividends can't buy it all. I'm about to shift again, no blending and no not at all. And all my frenemies and enemies invite them all. Cause this is skipping, it's in misery, it's about to fall. They got monopolies and properties inside a store. Don't trace that money out there properly, it's not for y'all. And ain't it funny, cause we'll grind, but we don't fight at all. I know we think it, but we keep it all inside us all. I know we think it, but we keep it all inside us all. I spoke to Jesus, he gon' lead us through these